Responsible travel. Listen to a woman calling a travel agency to ask about a holiday. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Good morning, Responsible Travel. David here. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm interested to know more about what Responsible Travel is. I saw an ad for your holidays in the local laundrette. Is it the same as sustainable tourism?
They are certainly connected. Our holidays are fantastic, of course. But they're also holidays that give back to the local community. For example, help local people, local culture and local wildlife. For this reason, they're called responsible holidays. Sustainable tourism, on the other hand, is more about reducing the environmental impact of large numbers of visitors, particularly in methods of transportation, etc.
I see.
We offer a wide range of destinations in all continents and for all pockets. What kind of holiday were you thinking of?
Well, actually, I'm getting married soon, and I was ringing to find out about possible honeymoon destinations. Something a bit special.
Congratulations. We have plenty of suitable responsible travel programs in places such as Thailand, Vietnam, or India. Or would you prefer an exotic beach holiday somewhere like the Maldives, for example?
No, I wasn't thinking of a seaside holiday, and we have already traveled a lot in Asia. Do you have something not just in one place? You know, something a bit more active.
Well, we have plenty of holidays for sailing, diving, cycling, walking, skiing, climbing or trekking. Or even multi-activity holidays.
No, sorry, I didn't mean that kind of active. Something where you tour around more an adventure.
Ah, right. For that kind of holiday, I'll have to pass you through to my colleague Jenny. She's the expert in our expedition trips to unusual destinations. Please hold the line one moment.
Good morning. I understand you're interested in our expeditions to unusual destinations. Were you thinking of somewhere like Greenland or Antarctica?
No. Don't you have anything in a warmer climate?
Of course. Maybe you would prefer our safari expedition to Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe. Or we have a cultural tour in Turkmenistan and the mysteries of its desert.
The safari sounds really interesting.
Yes, that's an amazing trip travelling through 3 African countries. It includes visits to the wonderful Victoria Falls on the Zambezi River, Lake Kariba, which is full of birds, and Hwange National Park, where you can see elephants, buffalo, lions and many more animals. The tour ends on the beaches of Lake Malawi.
How is it organised? I mean, how do you travel around and where do you stay?
You travel in small groups, in a jeep with a driver and an experienced guide as the leader. He or she manages the campsites. You mostly sleep in tents, which you have to put up yourself, by the way. The leader also takes care of booking, visits to the parks, documents for crossing borders, etc. It's important to remember that these places are not visited frequently. So according to road and weather conditions, the leader decides the route. There is no fixed itinerary, so it's necessary to be flexible and open to adventure.
That sounds perfect for us. Can I make an appointment to come to the agency? Say Saturday around 3 o'clock? By the way, my name's Sally Harris.
3 o'clock is fine, Sally. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks for calling.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Good morning, Responsible Travel. David here. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm interested to know more about what responsible travel is. I saw an ad for your holidays in the local Londrette. Is it the same as sustainable tourism?
They are certainly connected. Our holidays are fantastic, of course. But they're also holidays that give back to the local community. For example, help local people, local culture and local wildlife. For this reason, they're called responsible holidays. Sustainable tourism, on the other hand, is more about reducing the environmental impact of large numbers of visitors, particularly in methods of transportation, etc.
I see.
We offer a wide range of destinations in all continents and for all pockets. What kind of holiday were you thinking of?
Well, actually, I'm getting married soon, and I was ringing to find out about possible honeymoon destinations. Something a bit special.
Congratulations. We have plenty of suitable responsible travel programs in places such as Thailand, Vietnam, or India. Or would you prefer an exotic beach holiday somewhere like the Maldives, for example?
No, I wasn't thinking of a seaside holiday, and we have already traveled a lot in Asia. Do you have something not just in one place? You know, something a bit more active.
Well, we have plenty of holidays for sailing, diving, cycling, walking, skiing, climbing or trekking. Or even multi-activity holidays.
No, sorry, I didn't mean that kind of active. Something where you tour around, more an adventure.
Ah, right. For that kind of holiday, I'll have to pass you through to my colleague Jenny. She's the expert in our expedition trips to unusual destinations. Please hold the line one moment.
Good morning. I understand you're interested in our expeditions to unusual destinations. Were you thinking of somewhere like Greenland or Antarctica?
No. Don't you have anything in a warmer climate?
Of course. Maybe you would prefer our safari expedition to Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe. Or we have a cultural tour in Turkmenistan and the mysteries of its desert.
The safari sounds really interesting.
Yes, that's an amazing trip travelling through three African countries. It includes visits to the wonderful Victoria Falls on the Zambezi River, Lake Kariba, which is full of birds, and Hawange National Park, where you can see elephants, buffalo, lions and many more animals. The tour ends on the beaches of Lake Malawi.
How is it organised? I mean, how do you travel around and where do you stay?
You travel in small groups in a jeep with a driver and an experienced guide as the leader. He or she manages the campsites. You mostly sleep in tents, which you have to put up yourself, by the way. The leader also takes care of booking, visits to the parks, documents for crossing borders, etc. It's important to remember that these places are not visited frequently. So according to road and weather conditions, the leader decides the route. There is no fixed itinerary, so it's necessary to be flexible and open to adventure.
That sounds perfect for us. Can I make an appointment to come to the agency? Say Saturday around 3 o'clock? By the way, my name's Sally Harris.
3 o'clock is fine, Sally. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks for calling.